Om Shanti. Good morning. All are okay? Yeah? So those who can understand English and don't need translation, please come and sit in front. Okay, so we have Sister Marianne with us. Let's welcome her by wave your hand. So let me give her a brief introduction. Sister Marianne has been a dedicated student of the Brahma Kumaris for the past 36 years, has served on the BK Mental Health Advisory Group for the last 5 years, and is one of the CCs of the Netherlands. Alongside, she brings over 50 years of professional experience as a psychiatric nurse, youth worker, family guardian, crisis foster parent, and hypnotherapist. Once again, welcome her by joining your hands together for Sister Marianne. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Priyanka, for this sweet introduction. And welcome, Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Welcome at the workshop. Ups and downs in our Brahmin life. I thought perhaps nobody is coming. Is there someone here that doesn't experience any down or any up? Nobody. We have ups and downs. We feel them, ups and downs. And one of the most important reasons is that we transform, isn't it? Baba wants us to transform. And the soul needs to be transformed. The body is no body. But we all know that. So, there are reasons why we are not always feeling like up, like flying. Baba wants us to see in our flying stage. And Baba wants us to transform. And he knows it does take time. So we have to do everything, isn't it? What Baba explains to us. And each of us has another understanding of what Baba explains to us. Perhaps we understand for quite a big marsh that we understand all the same. For example, the most important one, I'm a soul. But how far do we experience it? And that is our personal efforts, isn't it? Our personal efforts to experience the true identity, who I am. Knowing is not experiencing yet. The knowing needs to be transformed, needs to be changed in feeling. Isn't it? Baba is our teacher. And let's say if I'm on a school in the world, and the teacher teaches you something, and I say, yes, 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 of course, teacher knows. But then we have to go in practical life, in the job itself. And as Sister Priyanka said, the introduction of me is that I'm from professional nurse. And we had theory to learn in classroom with our colleagues. And then after a few weeks, we have to go on ward. And of course, if we learn how to give an injection with our colleagues, we have to giggle, we have to learn, we can tease each other. And, oh, do you think, no, it's not like that, you have to do it like this, and take care. And, okay, so in theory, it's done. But then, when I'm standing next to the patient, then for my attitude, it will be a different one when I give the patient a painkiller for something the patient got cured for one kind of an operation. And it needs a different attitude when I need to give an injection to a patient who has heard that he or she has cancer. So then there is nothing to love, there's nothing, and there's no theory only. And I need to check myself, isn't it? And how is my attitude? Do I do I show compassion in one way or another? Do I feel the pulse? This is always what I hear that Baba say, you need to feel the pulse. Eh? So nurses do that a lot. You feel the pulse. And we need to adjust to the patient's need. And I thought an experience is always true. Isn't it? If I experience something, it's a feeling which I feel, for me it is true. This is a workshop, and we begin with the workshop after a few minutes. So if you have something to ask or you think differently, please, you may interrupt. So the experience is true. But is the experience, is it based on truth? Well, then we have a whole range of opinions about that, isn't it? But if we make the whole range a little bit smaller, and we know lokik, alokik life, then, from which angle do I come when I, the soul, experience something, some feeling? That is, I speak for myself, my own checking. If I feel happy, if I feel a little bit sad or irritated, or something in my feeling has gone wrong, so, some act has gone wrong, and that kind of an action gave me a little bit of a not so nice feeling. We are Baba's children. We can check. Baba always asks us to check, isn't it? And this morning, smoothly, what Baba explained to us was really to the point, isn't it? Yes. And I have to check how far does my intellect, the intellect of the soul, understand anything from what Baba explained to me. Baba says often, grind your own ingredients. And so, because that will be your intoxication to work on, to get rid of it, slowly get rid of old sanskaras. And slowly. Perhaps there might be some Brahmins who go fast in that, but Baba explains to us, it takes time. It takes also some recognition. of Meet the Soul, from Hey Marianne, this was not positive thinking what you did. And I have to admit. And this is what the ego doesn't like. The ego wants to be right, isn't it? The ego says, no, it's not your mistake. It's the other one's. He or she did wrong to you. So, and then, what are we going to do? Why, what, how, and but? We'll recognize it. And me for sure. Me for sure. I really do need it to transform a lot of thoughts for which I later onwards had to admit, no, this is what I needed to change. We are not transforming the world. I transform myself. We transform ourselves. We take each other's Shurimat hand, and the world will change. So it starts with me only, with me, the soul only. If I have my goal in front of me every day to become like a deity, to become like Lakshmi and Narayan, to come in the first division, isn't it? We raise all our hands. But after checking, we also need to see what is my homework, and then also to do it. For me, that was really an obstacle to do what I thought this, Marianne, is good for you to do. Do you recognize that? Uitstellen, procrastination? Yes. Especially when things doesn't go wrong. They don't go really wrong. So it's all fine. You keep to Srimad, you keep to Mariadas, everything. But then, if you need to or you want to work together with each other, some service companions in which you need to share things and need to do things together, then we come up to sanskars that sometimes are not alike. Someone likes something different than I do. Then who's right? I think both. Situations outside are always the same. We are here sitting in this meditation hall, this sweet meditation hall. But if we ask each other, what do you feel from this hall? What did you see? Each one says something different. Each one. And also the social media, you know, the Facebook, Instagram and all that. You also have the all your friends. I noticed for myself that each friend, you have something that matches. Eh? That's why you like. With another friend, there's something different you like. So all little things with different persons, with different characters. But when we, as one family, we live together, we join together, we enjoy together, we also confront each other. And each one needs to check. I need to check myself. Though perhaps somebody is angry with me and I think, There was no reason for that. But there was a reason for that. Perhaps I don't know. One reason is that I, the soul, need to stabilize myself and to do whatever Baba asks me to do. In this example, Baba says, shower that soul with flowers. Why can't I do that? Any idea? I need to solve the own hurt of the story before I came to Baba. And as soon as we come in knowledge, is my experience, we all come with a more or less wounded heart from the story onwards, from Copper Age onwards, and also all our different births. You and I have taken 84 births for each one. 84 different births. So how many true experiences we have based on Ravan's laws, Baba's laws, Baba Srimad we follow now for our whole cycle. And my intoxication is always, well, I must gain 100% of Baba's knowledge to gain it in the dharana of the soul, so that I won't lose it that quickly from copper onwards. Eh? Okay. So, in this little, let's say, sharing, I want to say that my experience, what the soul experiences, is true. Don't doubt that. Because sometimes when I feel a little bit sad, I may not feel sad, I must be happy, and this is not what Baba likes. Yeah, but Baba is the surgeon. And the surgeon, what's his job? To cut in the wounds in that what is needs to be healed, so that the sickness, the illness, the anything what is not good for the soul can come up, and then the soul can realize and transform on basis of your own ingredients, which you understand each day from Baba's Murli. And one other important thing is, as much as possible, give attention to your own ingredients and to your own homework. Another brother or sister has got other goals of per day, different thing, it comes from a different angle. If I may say, from a different birth, he needs to transform something else. So, don't be, if I may say so, influenced too much on each other's explanations. This morning, Baba was also very clear that we mustn't talk about each other. This one is that way, this one is the other way, and then let me check only myself. And in this point, I want to share something that if if there is something really, really bothering you, then Didi Genti shared this with us lately, 1 or 2 weeks ago, that if there is something really bothering you, then Bhaktada said this in a question, that you can share with someone for whom you feel you can trust that one, you have faith in that Brahmin, and that he or she follows Srimad. And Diti Jayanti explained that she was a little bit amazed that Bab Dada didn't say, then you go to any daddy, because some daddies were still around. And then Diti Jayanti said, she understand that because we don't have daddies anymore around us, and so we need to get the sustenance from each other, but only one with one you have faith in that follows Srimad, so that Baba is in between. So now I want to ask you if you can share with two of you, two or three, about anything what occurred to you in your Brahmin life, which you feel free to share with, some kind of obstacle, and how you dealt with it. Was there any realization? Was there courage? Was there flexibility? Anything what had helped you to have victory over that obstacle? And please, if you want to, write down what you did for overcoming that obstacle, so that the soul can feel the stabilizing again, and your state is stabilized again. I'm sure we all have a little obstacle, a big obstacle. It doesn't it doesn't need to be a very big obstacle. Even the small obstacles have the same essence as the big ones. And somewhat later I will share of me personally. Just, I like that personally, when you share things, how I did overcome. So let's say for 5 minutes. So at 11:30, you can share, and then afterwards, I will invite you for having one or two things I can write down on the board, and we'll see what we do with them later onwards. Yes, okay. Yeah, just find one or two with whom you can share. Yeah, yes, it's okay, it's fine, yeah. Slowly,
Om Shanti, sister. It's my request that we learn. We want to hear the experience from you, as you worked with so many patients of psychiatry, yes, and all, you know, all type of patients, and you are enriched with these experiences. Yes. So okay. It's my request. Yet kindly share with the practical experience you have. You know, you feel with those souls, thank, and how you worked on those, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Very good. Yes. So then I will start with that. Otherwise I forget. Or time is up, is finished. So yes, one, there are indeed many experiences from my job in psychiatric ward that patients are there because they cannot cope anymore in life, and sometimes are also thinking of their life, that the suicide themselves. So it is a ward that is we have the keys, and they can only with a nurse or so that guide it for some time, go outside and then come again on the ward. And when the mind is very much disturbed, you can imagine you cannot talk anymore, you cannot have a reasonable talk, but just give rest. And but of course we need it to give information, give a little bit of motivation, so that the patient understands, the soul understands, from the basis has to be become solid again, more or less. And my experience during a little talk with the patient for, let's say, a quarter or so, because it may not be too long, you know what very often happened? I get teachings. Yes. And it is also my experience that if souls have are very much disappointed, are very much suppressed anger or sorrow or depressed, then it is like indeed that I need to think what to do. I cannot do anything. But in fact, for me as a nurse, it was a very good thing, because the ego of me being the nurse had no advice. We want to have advice, if you do this and that, if you do that and that. No way. And souls who are disturbed that much, they will feel you as it is, truly. I cannot hide anything. If you do, I can keep up a smile, but they feel that you are just making a show or something. And then the nurse made it worse, because the patient feels this one is not very honest with me. We are all souls, huh? The soul feels, whether you come from an honesty or you come only from the book or your job only. So in this little talk I needed to have with this patient, he said, this is wrong in the world, that is wrong, and you know what happened, this and that happened, and I'm right, I am right. And you know again what happened, and you cannot. It is completely disturbed. Completely disturbed. It's also we get teach that if the nurse feels there is no no theme or it. How do you say it? I'm searching for the English pronunciation from this to that, which doesn't match at all. So the patient tries to disturb me. That is what happens, because the patient is right. That soul is right. And yeah, how do I cope with that? Just acknowledge. You know what? You are right. It is not a nice world. You are right. Things are not working out very well. You are very right, but you know, we all have to deal with it. I don't like to walk with a key. I don't like to have only 10 minutes with you. But circumstances are like that. And you need to deal that way that you can live again outside this world. So we try then to motivate the patient again, to give some information, but most of all to acknowledge and to listen only, not to give any advice. Not to give any advice. Just be there. That's the only thing. And be there with acknowledgement and with understanding. And you know, it is true that I felt that because, okay, I checked the dossiers, what they had gone through. And that I sometimes or even often had to read that quite a few patients were not treated very good or very well or well enough. So if a patient does need help but is not understood, is not acknowledged with the heart, then it becomes worse. And we all know what the state is of the world, of souls. So, in fact, I don't do anything. And also, one other example, in palliative care, I worked for some time, 3 days, 4 days, in the house of our patients and who are going to die. Yeah? So I had to take care of them, the palliative care and all, yeah, everything. 24 hours a day, a few days, and then a few days after another colleague comes. And once there was a woman, she was dying. And I had to take care of her. There were all the things which I needed to take care of her, also the technical things and all that. And the family, the husband and the children, were young adults, children, were at the backside of the house. You know, like, let's say, there is the patient and the things for which I needed to take care of her. And they were sitting here in another room. And I got my cup of coffee and tea here. And I felt like it's after hours. Because as a nurse, you are like a guest, of course. And you are not a wanted guest, though very much needed. But it's a very sad situation. So I set hours, I did the things which I needed to do, I took care of her, and talked a little bit also with the soul, and I saw the children coming in and out, and but there was no connection, I wouldn't say no love, but there was love. And I was thinking, while doing the things which I needed to do, I was thinking what to do. And I was already a Brahmin, so I thought, yeah, Baba, what's going on here? What can I do? And this is only one very important thing which I want to share with you. We only create an atmosphere. Words are not that much important. The atmosphere we create will touch others. So what I did is, I sat there, and they were sitting here, and then I said, well, I want to sit closer. I was so here in the middle. I want to sit somewhat closer at your wife and your mother, because I can hear her better then. But of course, indeed, a little bit of a distance, because we know if the soul wants to leave, then not to be too much close, attached, if I may say so. And what happened? So I said that this thought to Baba, to those souls, I don't know, I don't need to know, but what I didn't want to do there is to ask them to come and sit closer. Because otherwise, the nurse had given some advice that I could come and sit somewhat closer. So I had to think of something that the idea must come up in themselves. Because perhaps there might be some fear for death, for losing their mother, their wife. I don't know, I don't need to ask. It must be something like that. But I was thinking then that words will make it not like a changing the atmosphere. So I did that, and after some time, after hours, so, you know, when I got my coffee there, I said, no, I'll take it up here, and I'll put a chair for myself, and then the husband came sometimes and stand at where I was sitting, a little table, and closer to his wife. And then he stood there and talked to me, why don't you take a chair, sit down, and we can talk here a little softly. And then it changed. Not only that they came and sit here, but they were, in the atmosphere, they were more closer, more like, there was love. Then there was more love in the air. I felt, and I was there for 3 days, and the soul left the body just before my shift ended, and I felt such a great deep love. That they felt each other, and they could let go of the mother and his wife in a very lovingful and detached way. That was also so beautiful for me to see, and I could. They said, oh, well, your shift is ended now, but are you going? I said, no, I'm not going. And they were so happy. I'll stay. I'll take care of the body, and I'll stay up to when the the people who are coming, and yes, and they arrive and everything is settled, and I don't want to go, I said. So, but what I find very important, that what the reason why I didn't ask the children or the husband to come somewhat closer, because such a moment is for the children, their life in there. So it's important for them that they felt fun, they did it themselves to come closer. They did it themselves. And that is true, they did it themselves. But because of one or two are in thoughts changing the atmosphere, it will start. It will start that the soul will feel that, hey, I can think differently. I can come somewhat closer. So, is that kind of an answer for you, for others as well? Perhaps you recognize.
Om Shanti, do you consider that the situation that you gave us about the spouse or the mother having the last moment at the palliative care as a down situation or up situation for you?
Yes, well, I think it was both, ups and downs. It was, first the atmosphere was a little bit down. The situation is the same, of course, but the atmosphere changed. The situation got, let's say, worse because they had to say to say goodbye to the mother, the spouse. But the feeling was like up because of the love. Because of the love. And then a sad situation, we know, of course, it is sad, not sad. It is sad, not sad. It is both. But because of the love of the soul, we can carry on. We can breathe. There is space, more space to breathe. Love flows. Yeah. Is that any other question or remark? Or then I want to ask you what you shared just now. I think, did you have the feeling you understand each other? Yes. And that is because we have the right atmosphere. We have the space to keep it right. There is nothing that comes in between. But in real life, there's always something, someone that comes between. Isn't it? And then it is, can I wait? Or do I take a step forward? That is also something, which balance. And in this I also want to share an example. The story of me in my childhood. There was child abuse. We got beaten and my parents post-traumatic stress syndrome. Of course, years later you come to know that. But later onwards, I knew myself, even as a caretaker, that we as children had to undergo these kind of things. How do you think that what happened to me, that my mother always said, well, if you want something, what you want is behind the door. What you want is behind the door. Yeah? So, not listening to me, and if I want to share something, this, now you want this or that, is behind the door. Well, if you have heard that for years, where is your self-respect then? So you can imagine what kind of inner war I had to come to self-respect. And I think you recognize it as well if you know your own story. And Baba is taking care of us for healing the story as well. And slowly, but I also had to undergo fun. I was neglected, ignored, because what you want is behind the door, so what do you do as a little child? So, but later onwards, I had to do the inner search work without giving any guilt to somebody else. But how frustrated you can become when your parents are unlovingful and not lovingful. Then the mind can become confused. In Brahmin life, is everybody lovingful with you? Every Brahmin? Yes? No. Not really, yes. And if I come to that, I know then that my story is not yet healed 100%. There is still something that bothers me, that I cannot stabilize the soul in to stay lovingful, though someone doesn't understand me, or whatever it is.
Om Shanti. If you are to, repeat this story in an audience like this, is it because you have not forgiven your parents on this? Or because, like, if you have become a BK, like, you would have overcome it and you have forgotten about it, right? You don't have to repeat. That's the reason. Why are you selling these things?
Well, in public programs, I give a course, Overcoming Obstacles, in four times, 1.5 hours. And to forgive is necessary, we all know, for myself. And of course, it needs time for us as well, and also for others who don't have knowledge. But you know, people who don't have knowledge at all, they understand. Yes, they understand more than we think of. I thought that when I started this course, that people will come who are having some kind of difficulties, not very bad ones, but, you know, difficulties with my spouse, or my daughter won't listen to me, or something like that. Eh? But no. Souls are coming who have been already to psychiatrist, who have already had so many therapy. And then they say to me, well, this was for free. So I thought, well, let me have a try. And there was one soul who came to me, and she started with her story, and she said, you know, I have already, what is it, toestemming, that that she was allowed to suicide herself with the help of doctors. So that is never ever, never very difficult to get acknowledgement in that. It is. So I thought, wow, Baba, what? And yeah, had so many therapy and everything and tried to suicide herself many times. And she just shared, only the meditation helped me. She just started with it. But of course, not very, not as we meditate. I adjust to the pulse, to feel the pulse and adjust. Slowly, slowly, acknowledge, listening, little meditation. And it was only 1 year ago or so, and she procrastinated the date for which it would be done. The children said goodbye and this, but she did. No, not again. And now she is saying, I don't want to die anymore. And the face really changes. It changes. But again, so incognito how Baba uses us as instruments. If I may say also, if we don't advise too much, just be there and acknowledge. Yeah. Okay. Shall I show what I have behind the ups and downs here? Well, what you see here is, of course, we hear this every day. But I learn the best when I'm not reading words. But I can play a little bit with it. And even this is better for me, the soul, to learn something that I can keep it in my intellect. I am more I learn more from feeling, from feelings, from experiencing, oh, this doesn't feel right, that does feel right. But I cannot express it in words. I cannot express it in words because I don't learn like that. They have sometimes you have people for words, reading, but others with drawing, hearing, and kinesthesis, I think, with the feeling, and sometimes it can be a combination. This is also very important to come to know, because for each Murli, I can make a map for myself. This is important then, another color. And that comes from that. If I have courage, I am disciplined. Where do discipline come from? Oh, that is the Srimad. What do I like today of Srimad that much more? For example, more intoxication. Which point is it? So Baba wants us to change the old sanskars into the new sanskars, because the new sanskars are a little bit further away. And then here, so check for yourself. I did it because I didn't realize that I was ignored that much, and I had to hear so many quarrels between my parents, and my behavior that was adjusted to those situations. So I took things on board, which is not my character. keep on smiling, then there won't be any quarrel. I think everything is good, everything is fine. Though, I want to say something. no, everything's fine, because well, if I say something, then we get a quarrel. You can imagine, in the beginning of my Brahmin life, I had a lot of quarrels. Because I needed to face, the drama showed me something that for me to come behind the door, come before the door, and in a respectful way that I maybe as I am. And of course, sometimes I say, here I am a soul, and here is like crawl toes, like some transformation, but not really letting go, but understanding that I need to let it go. So what I did is, you see here, there are some playground that... Nowadays, sometimes I was like a sannyasin, you know, with my murli and this and this and these 3 points or so, and for 1 day or 2 days, I will be on my own. And I decided for quite a long period, let's say for a few months, I keep to all the Mariana's, the code of conduct, always stay within, because otherwise it will be dangerous. Stay within the Mariana's. And I promised myself, I won't have relationships too much with others, but I will be listening only to the classes of Jagdish Pai, our very senior Jagdish Pai. And I noticed, after listening, let's say, 7 times to the same class, I noticed that, hey, I didn't hear this point before, and I didn't hear the point, but I have listened it already 7-8 times. That was the proof for me that I can change. But it needs some time. It needs some time. And it needs some time, it needs some rest for the soul to realize, and then to check and change slowly, slowly. And then my feelings will become more lovingful. Because the story gets healed. So, everyone has got a kind of way, which way you want to check yourself. And then some kind of transformation will take place. I say carefully some kind of transformation, because you need to give attention to it. That Baba always says, give attention to it, attention. And churning your own ingredients, not somebody else's.
Thank you so much, sister. So, yes. You all enjoyed the workshop, yes? Thank you so much, Sister Marianne. So, now we will sit in silence for 2 minutes.
Om Shanti.